Welcome to the bonus hour on Z100. We have so much to do this hour. I have to recap the big announcement we made earlier. We have a big telethon going on a week from tonight right here at Z100. Tina Fey hosting, Bon Jovi performing, Billy Joel. I mean, it's going to be a great night as we team up with Robin Hood and stamp out poverty in New York City. And right now, it is the headline. People trying to make ends meet just to survive. We'll get into that later. Also, we've got to give some cash to someone. I don't want to give too much away because I think they're on hold. Are they on hold? No. Welcome to our bonus hour. Danielle, how are you feeling today?
I'm good. I actually feel pretty good today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you feeling good? Gandhi, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic. I keep looking at Danielle and her arms look so strong and ripped right now. I'm very jealous.
Oh, they do? That's because I have a t-shirt on. I haven't worn a t-shirt in a
long
time.
You look good. Hey, Straight Nate, you doing okay? The bonus hour, are you ready for it?
I'm doing great, Elvis. I'm doing fabulous.
I love that attitude. How about you, Froggy? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Elvis Duran.
All right. Scary?
I feel awesome because I know that we have another day of exciting weather. It's going to be beautiful into the high 60s, sunny, and then it's just going to get a little colder from there. So enjoy it now while you can.
I've got an idea. Let's start the show off with the perfect loud guitar ripping up Z100. This is going to be great. Listen to this. This is going to match the day.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this?
Yeah.
Machine Head. On Z100. Turn it up. Here's your bonus hour. Z100. That sounds so good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. I love it.
You know, ever since we started doing the bonus hour on Z100, we just play whatever we want to play. And I hope we're picking the songs you want to hear. I don't know. But I'm sure the people down the hall who are really in charge of the music on Z100, they may hate us. I don't even know if they like us.
I scratched Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi.
Well, he's a big hit.
Play that
but
later.
It's okay.
Play it later.
Machine Head did okay. Okay, now we need to know what we're going to end the show with. Oh, we started with guitars. I say we need to end with something with some rhythm. All right? Scary, you guys start working on that. You can text us your favorite songs now at 55100. Because I have to leave a little early. Because as you know, and I'm so nervous, I'm about to vomit. I'm hosting a webinar with a lot of important people. It's for small businesses, okay? So ask me what I know about hosting webinars or small businesses. I know nothing about anything. But I'm going to do my best to come in here and host this webinar thing. But I'm so nervous. Do you ever get the butterflies before you go do something like this, Danielle?
Of course. Oh, my gosh. All the time. And people say, but you speak in front of thousands of people, millions of people. I said, yeah, but usually it's not like face to face. I do this, especially if I'm in front of like a lot of people in front of them, like face to face. I'm like, yeah, but we're behind a microphone all the time. So like I'll get sweaty palms. I'll get nervous. I'm like, I'm going to forget what to say. I'm going to trip over something. You know, I'm going to fall flat on my face. You know, all these things.
Exactly. So I'm nervous. I'm feeling exactly what you're talking about now. My anxiety level is up here. Now, here's another thing. I know we have something very important we have to do here. Just hear me out. When you're in a Zoom room, do you look at the people or do you look at the whole, like the camera?
The camera.
It looks like you're always.
Well, when you're speaking,
it makes them think. Well, let me know. Where do you look? Do you look at the whole or you look at the people?
Well, when you are talking, when you're delivering your, you know, when you're speaking to the room, you should look at the green light or the hole where the camera is. But then when they're speaking, you like to watch them talk.
Yeah.
Here's how I learned. When you watch like CNN or whatever, and they have six people all in different places, they're all like waiting for their turn to talk. They're all staring right at the camera, but they're not looking at other people. You see what I'm saying? It's like this. Like right now, I'm looking at the hole. Yeah. It looks like I'm looking at you, doesn't it?
Right, it does.
It does. Yes. You can't tell.
Now it does.
But I'd rather look at you. What?
But here's the thing. If you don't look at the person speaking, you don't know when they're done, and you don't know when it's your turn to speak. So I feel like you have to look at the people that are talking.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm learning. This webinar thing, I'm so nervous. Anyway, Gandhi, of course, is disconnected. She's trying to reconnect with us. It's just, this is what happens.
Well, she said this morning... This morning, she had a lot of trouble getting on the first time this morning, and she's having the same problems right now. So,
okay, we'll get her back. We have something very important to do. I want to introduce two incredible people to you right now, Valerie and Joanna. They're on 24 and 20. Can you get them both on?
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning, Valerie. Welcome to our show.
Good morning. Hello, ladies.
Hello, lady.
Good morning.
Obviously, she listens. She knows the hello lady shtick. And we have Joanna, a teacher, on the other line. Hi, Joanna.
Hello. Good morning.
Joanna, do you know why you're here?
I am a little confused. You said something. A little confused.
Good. We want you to be confused. That's you know what we do. So our friends at BIC, you know, they're the world famous writing instruments. We call them pens. Anyway, we're teaming up with BIC to show appreciation to teachers. This is Teacher Appreciation Week, and we created this campaign called Write for Teachers, okay, where we want to take care of teachers nominated by other people who feel like they're doing extraordinary things. So you've been nominated by Valerie Davis. Valerie has two daughters, right? And they both had Joanna as a teacher at one time?
They're twins, so they had her together.
Oh, okay. They cheated then.
Girls. I had Haley. Oh, and Emma. I'm crying.
Oh.
Doing, Belle.
This is amazing. Oh.
So, Valerie, you thought that Joanna was such an amazing inspiration and teacher for your daughters that you wanted to nominate her for this incredible, incredible acknowledgement, right?
I did. She's amazing. She's so selfless, and her love for her students is beyond measure. My girls are almost 12, and they had her in kindergarten, and they still to this day communicate with her. They love her. They talk to her. we live in New York now, but we were in Florida then. And, you know, they talk about wanting to go see her and visit her when we go down to visit. And she made a huge impact on their life. And this many years later, they still feel that.
So Valerie wrote some very nice things about you, Joanna. She said that you're compassionate, loving, caring, and you put your kids and their families above you yourself all the time, right down to the time she drove us home when my car broke down in the parking lot. She deserves everything in the world, so if we can give her this one small thing, it will scratch the surface of what she's given our family. So in nominating you, and you've been chosen by us for today's give, the big give from our friends at BIC, Joanna, you are getting a check for $1,000.
What?
$1,000.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, well, right? You're a great teacher.
What's that? My classroom just robbed, so I can replace a lot of materials.
They robbed your... What kind of jerk robs a classroom?
What
they took all your stuff?
They took a lot. Well, Valerie knows I'm we're a public Montessori school, and Montessori materials, there's a lot of them. And somebody just robbed about 2 weeks ago today. As a matter of fact, they went in and robbed.
Oh, wow.
Classroom. Oh, my God. The only class. What? That was a blessing, but they took a lot of stuff. So this will truly benefit.
Wow. And look at that. The first thing you thought of was your classroom. You didn't think about going out and buying some, you know, new sneakers and stuff.
Oh, my God.
I never think of anything else.
Right. Now, but there's more to this. Now, Joanna, you get $1,000. You're a great teacher. Valerie nominated you. Valerie, now that you're homeschooling your kids, I'm assuming you're learning a little more appreciation for what Joanna does as a teacher, right?
Oh, yes. Not that I didn't have immense appreciation for all the teachers out there to begin with.
Right. Well, so BIC is also giving you $1,000, Valerie.
Oh, yay.
Oh, my God.
Surprise!
Yay!
Oh, yeah!
So awesome!
Look at that!
Oh,
oh well, my goodness! I can't. My girls are freaking out behind me right now. I'm shaking.
Oh, don't tell them.
Thank you so much.
You know, that they know, they're gonna take every penny from you. But it's okay. You're mom. You can do whatever you want.
Oh my gosh! So, that's amazing.
So, Joanna, for being a superstar teacher, and for Valerie being a superstar mom and nominating Joanna, you each get $1,000 thanks to BIC and their RightForTeachers.com or Right for Teachers campaign. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you so much.
Please thank BIC.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Hold on, both of you. Hold on 1 second. There you go. I gotta hand it to any teacher out there. You are worth beyond your weight in gold. And thank you for what you do. If you want to nominate another teacher, is it too late to nominate teachers?
No, you can still nominate Elvis.
Okay, go to writeforteachers.com. That's WRITE, the number 4, teachers.com. Danielle, thanks for bringing this campaign to our show. I think it's fantastic.
You're welcome. I'm like crying over here because of the two of them and what they're doing. I keep thinking about my son got a note from his teacher the other day just telling him how well she thinks he's doing with the online classes, and that made me cry last week. Now I'm crying about these two teachers. I can't take it, man. I'm like emotional wreck over here.
We're in the business of making people cry.
Really?
So congratulations, all you criers. I'm going to go cry too. let's get into the 3 things we need to know from Gandhi right now. Coming up next, we're going to go around the room. Or did we do that already?
I don't know.
No, not yet. We'll go around the room, see what's on your minds. We've got music to choose for the end of our bonus hour on Z100. Whatever you want to hear, I'm going to hear from you. Text me now, 55100. All right there, Gandhi, what's going on?
Well, here in New York City, some folks are not obeying the social distancing guidelines. And the NYPD says they handed out 89 summonses on Saturday to violators. Police also made several arrests. And yesterday, Mayor de Blasio said the city will not tolerate even small groups of people who are not practicing social distancing. He also says he's going to step up enforcement with the warmer weather coming. Tennis fans may have to head to California in November to see the U.S. Open this year. The U.S. Tennis Association is considering moving the tournament from Queens to a stadium all the way out west in Indian Wells to keep fans safe and to keep players safe. The U.S. Open is scheduled for August 31st through September 13th, but a decision is not is probably not going to come until June. And finally, we know that tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, which is also Taco Tuesday. Everyone was really excited, but now we're going to have to stay home here in New York. But that's okay, because Taco Bell is stepping up to help us out. They are offering an at-home taco bar. It's a $25 kit that has enough ingredients to feed 6 people. It'll be available at the restaurant or through the app. And it's obviously to help us feel a little bit better when we all have to stay home for Cinco de Mayo tomorrow. And those are your 3 things.
Thank you, Gandhi. We're back with more of the Bonus Hour next.
100, 200. You're listening to a Bonus Hour of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Z100, the Bonus Hour. Beautiful day. Today at 5 o'clock, you can join Scary as he teaches us how to cook.
That's right. Scary. Yes. I'm going to be hanging out on IG Live. Follow me on Instagram at Scary Jones. Rayo's Homemade is doing this thing called Sauce for Cause. So that I'm going to be cooking my Aunt Millie's Brooklyn meatballs using Rayo's Homemade on IG Live. We're going to be raising money.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. What makes them Brooklyn meatballs?
Because they contain ingredients. Well, they were made in Brooklyn. They were born in Brooklyn, like my Aunt Millie, okay. And she passed the recipe on in Brooklyn. The sad part is I'm going to be cooking them by myself in Jersey City because I'm in quarantine. So I'm just going to have a camera on me, and I'm going to be making these meatballs.
So you can only cook with one hand then, because your other hand's on your phone.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I have a selfie stick, so I'm gonna set up a ring light and I'm gonna put the phone there. But I'm not gonna be able to.
Good.
Yeah. It's sad. I'm not gonna be able to.
Just push record and then.
Danielle and Sheldon did this really well when she did her cooking because he got into the sauce pot with the camera. He was dancing all over the kitchen.
You just have one view. Yeah.
So 5 o'clock today on Scary's Instagram. So I'm going to be doing, I have to do a cook at home show soon for New York City's Wine and Food Festival. It's pretty cool. They have this series of different people doing virtual cooking lessons. I know that they're kicking it off today with David Burtka and Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh.
They're going to be in their house. But see, there's two of them. Yeah, so there's two of them. They can hand off the camera while the other one's stirring and stuff. When I do mine on my own, I'm by myself. As soon as I figure out what I'm cooking and how we're going to... I'm going to watch you today, Scary, to try to figure out how to
5 o'clock p.m., please, be there. Eastern.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. See you then.
Please be there. Whew. So, Gandhi, you said you want to sneak into my webinar coming up at 11 o'clock for small businesses? What are you going to do?
I do. I mean... If it's for small business, you know, I'm trying to sell my art, and now is really tough. It's a tough time for everybody in small businesses. I'm not even sure if it's a good time to open one, but I have a lot of questions, so I would like to crash your webinar.
Okay, feel free. Feel free. Come up with some questions. I need some support. Come in there and just pretend you're someone else, and so they'll think a total stranger liking you.
Okay. Have you decided whether or not you're going to show up in pants?
No, I'm not wearing pants now. Why would I wear? I'm not going to wear pants to a webinar. You don't need pants for these things, do you? I haven't had pants on for 2 months. I haven't worn shoes or pants.
Unless you stand up and do this.
Yeah.
Then they would know. Junk at the camera.
We just got some really sad news. Don Shula, who was the Miami Dolphins coach, I mean, very, very famous NFL head coach, passed away. He just passed away. Do you know any more on the story there, Frog?
I don't. It's just breaking right now. I know that's a really big story in Miami. Coach Shula was a very, very friendly, nice man who did a lot for the community and coached the Dolphins to their only season in NFL history. They had a perfect season. They won every single game and won the Super Bowl. And it's just breaking this morning. He has passed away.
Oh, wow. I still use my, I'm not trying to make light of anything, but I use, isn't there like a Don Shula steak? Steak seasoning or something like that?
Yes, there is. Yeah. Because Shula's Steakhouse.
And Shula Burger.
I know.
Shula Burger.
I know.
Oh, wow.
Well, so you can still enjoy him. Anyway, well, that's a sad story. Thanks for sharing that with us. Let's go around the room. Let's see what's on the minds of Scary and Froggy. We'll start with you. Danielle, what's on your mind today?
So I was thinking about things that I miss, miss getting a manicure, miss getting my roots done, you know, stuff like that. I have to say I miss going and getting my back cracked at the chiropractor. Oh, my gosh. Like, over the weekend, I was like, oh, my gosh, my back is so tight. It's killing me. Just to hear that little crack, when the chiropractor just hits it in the right spot. I didn't realize how much I love that. I love that so much. And I cannot wait till I am allowed to go back and hear the cracking sound. Please, let me go get cracked.
Aren't you afraid they're going to break your back? I'm always afraid they're going to break me.
Oh, no.
Me too.
Oh, crack away. It just seems
so violent. Scary, what's on your mind today?
Well, I have a sense of accomplishment. I finally completed my side table from IKEA. I got this side table like 7 months ago, and I used an Allen wrench, and I finished it, and now it is outside on my little, tiny little 2x2 balcony, and I have yet to sit there and use it. But I feel like I did something this weekend. Check one thing something. Off your list every day, and that's the one thing All that right. I checked off my list.
My thing on my list I'm checking off today is nervous. While I'm so nervous, I'm pooing in my own pants.
Oh.
That's what I'm doing today. Uh-huh. This webinar hosting thing has me all scared. Hey, Gandhi, what's up with you?
So I just wanted to say it is never too late to say sorry to somebody and try to squash beef if you have it. I know during quarantine, a lot of people are sitting back and thinking about all kinds of things, maybe things they wish were different. And somebody called me over the weekend to apologize for something, and I was so happy. It actually almost brought a tear to my eye. So if you're feeling it, reach out to that person and tell them that you're sorry. Maybe it's not going to go the way you want, but you might feel better. And maybe it'll start a whole new friendship again. So do it.
So did you know that there was a tension between this friend and you? Did they yes. just say something? You're like, so, what? I'm not mad at you.
No, I've been upset with this person for a very long time, and I've been keeping it to myself because I thought, you know what? He probably didn't care nearly as much as I care about this, so I'm just going to swallow it and move on. Like, whatever. I'm not going to worry about this.
Good.
And then when he called and said, hey, this is something that I've been wanting to talk to you about for a while and blah, blah, I was like, oh, good. It wasn't all in my head. It was both of us doing the same thing, and I'm glad that we squashed it.
I'm glad Dave Brody finally called and apologized. So, Froggy, what's on your mind today?
Listen, if I go to the grocery store and it's a one-way aisle and the item that I want is on the very, very, very end of the wrong yes. way, it's okay for me to reach my hand in there and grab it. Okay, old
no.
man, I don't need you
around the corner.
To tell me you can go around the other side. No, I'm not going to walk 100 steps so I could just reach around and grab my one little thing of seasoning. And
No, you're supposed to go the way the arrows are pointing. You're wrong.
I didn't even have to enter the aisle. I just reached my arm in there and grabbed it.
I don't care.
This comes from the woman who steals bananas from the store, but yet I can't.
I haven't stolen one banana since this has started. This is a different situation, and there are rules for this situation. You, my friend, are wrong.
Oh, Danielle. I know, if it's just his arm reaching around the corner, the whole point of the one-way aisles is to keep congestion at a minimum. If his right. little arm comes around the corner, they should not throw up.
Correct.
I don't care. I don't know where that arm has been. And
this
don't
old
put
guy's
that
like,
arm near me.
You know you're supposed to go around.
He's right.
Yeah.
Arrows are for a reason.
All right. Okay. Thanks. Tell you what, I say this all the time. Going to the grocery store it used to be my most favorite thing to do in the world. Now it's just, I loathe it. I just like, oh God, I've got to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. I don't like right now.
I send my husband. I'm like, honey, I really need. He's like, okay, I'll go. He goes.
Danielle, I thought you used Instacart.
I do use Instacart, but they don't always have a time for a delivery. So if I really need something, he goes for me. He's very kind.
Ever since Danielle started using Instacart, they're reporting less and less theft at the grocery stores. To keep
Shut up. Yeah, you can't.
But don't
you can't
go. But don't reach your arm around on the one-way aisle, though. But you can.
I don't know about you.
Just because you did the something name of wrong, don't get up on me, there, Frog.
The name of the store Daniel shops in is Stop and Shoplift.
You guys, whatever.
Daniel, it's okay. It was an honest mistake, wasn't it? It was. All right. Are we taking a break?
Sure.
Yeah, take a break.
Well, I don't know. What time do we take a break? Tell me what time to take a break.
We have to take a break, yeah.
Well, you were hesitant, and now you're like, yes, hurry. Well, which one is
it? When we come back, we have to talk about something. Else.
Yes, let's talk about Rise Up New York. 1 week from tonight, Tina Fey is going to be on Z100 hosting this benefit for Robin Hood Relief. The whole idea of Robin Hood has always been, let's get rid of poverty in New York City. In New York City, where a guy living on one block is making a great living, and on the next block, there's people starving and trying to find food for nourishment for their kids. the bottom line is all New Yorkers, we're all here just to try to make our dreams come true. And some people are having a very difficult time making their dreams come true because they're living in poverty. They don't have food to put on the table, or they don't have money to pay the rent. And you know what? I tell you, COVID-19 is hitting zip codes in our city. The hardest hit zip codes are where people are making less money and have less employment because of the unemployment problem right now. So Robin Hood to the rescue. Next Monday night, we're going to have a huge, huge get down called Rise Up New York. I'm going to talk all about it.
On Z100.
You're listening to a bonus hour of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Z100, the bonus hour. Let's talk about it. 1 week from tonight, we are doing Rise Up New York, relief benefit hosted by Tina Fey, supporting New Yorkers impacted by COVID-19. You know what? It goes without saying. Small businesses, big businesses, all businesses are getting hit hard. On top of the fact, you have a lot of people who lost their jobs, who have been furloughed. But you know what? Even when times were great here in New York City, there were many, many corners of the city where people were living in poverty, with not enough money to put food on the table for their families. And sometimes they're giving up food on their own so their kids can eat their lunch. You know what I'm saying? This is where it's gone. It's where it's been, but it's really bad now because of what's going on with COVID-19. So Robin Hood's always been here. And the good thing about Robin Hood, one of the many great things about Robin Hood, is every single penny goes to the fight against poverty. So we're doing this telethon, Rise Up New York. It's a week from tonight at 7 p.m., hosted by, like I said, by Tina Fey. Musical performances by Bon Jovi and Billy Joel and Mariah Carey and Sting and others. Also, the Governor Andrew Cuomo will be there. Barbara Streisand's going to make an appearance. Ben Platt, Bette Midler, Mayor de Blasio, Chris Rock, Cynthia Erivo, who I love, David Chang, Idina Menzel. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. New Yorkers like Jake Gyllenhaal and Jennifer Lopez and Robert De Niro. It's only an hour long. I don't know how they're going to do this all in an hour. Maybe we should extend it another
crazy.
Hour.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, 100% of your donations provide support for food and shelter and cash assistance and health and mental health, legal services, education, and more. Everything helping New Yorkers rebuild their lives as the city moves toward recovery and beyond. So it's happening next Monday night, 7 o'clock, right here at Z100. It is the Robin Hood and iHeart Media Rise Up New York. We'll see you there. Danielle.
Yes.
You ready to go?
Yes.
What's that noise? Did you guys hear a noise?
I don't know. You hear that?
Yeah. I just muted my microphone because apparently some industrial lawnmower has appeared outside the window. That's me.
Oh, let's go listen to it. Let me go. I want to hear it.
Can you open the door? Hold on.
I want to hear the lawnmower.
It went in the other direction. We're going to have to wait
this
for it to
come
back.
This is my favorite part of doing the show from our house is you never know what's going to go down, right? Yeah. All right. Okay, Danielle. The Danielle report.
All right. So a lot of artists are going to start doing this. You're going to hear a lot of this. You know, a lot of artists have been trying to postpone their tours, their concerts. They can't find the dates. So Kesha is unfortunately the first one. She tried. She can't. She has to cancel. So she is totally canceling her tour, unfortunately, as of right now. Now, Kelly Clarkson has delayed her Las Vegas residency. Instead of 2020, you're getting it in 2021. Taylor Swift has already pushed all her shows to 2021. So you're going to be seeing a lot more of this happening. There's probably not going to be a lot of shows and stuff going down in 2020. Everybody is pushing to 2021. What else is going on right now? Joe Pantoliano, you know him from The Sopranos. He actually suffered a severe head injury on Friday. He was walking and got hit by a car. He played Ralphie on The Sopranos. Thank goodness he is okay. He's at home right now resting after getting out of the hospital, but it was scary. He also was in The Goonies, if you remember him from The Goonies, but thankfully he is doing okay. Some YouTubers over the weekend were wondering if they could prank celebrities into thinking that they were on late night talk shows simply by playing old clips of the shows. And guess what? A bunch of people fell for it. One of them, Carol Baskin. She got booked to be on Jimmy Fallon. And she thought it was the first interview she was going to do since Tiger King. And here's what it sounded like.
Big smiles in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you so much for being on our show. We appreciate it. We love you. How are you?
I'm doing great. My daughter, Jamie, suggested that I do this interview with you. So she says hi.
Are you with family now, or are you by yourself?
My husband and I live about 5 miles from the sanctuary, and my daughter lives next door to us. And so my daughter and I still come into the sanctuary every day because we have to take care of all of the big cats here.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It means a lot to so many millions of people watching the show.
Thank you so much.
And all I took away from that was Jimmy Fallon can book her for his show now, and he better get on it. Come on, Fallon.
I'd love to have her on. She'd be great, great guest. I happen to like Carol. She's a fine, fine citizen. All right, we got to get out of here. I'm going to say that because I don't want her to kill me. What song do you want to leave with, Gary?
Remember when Gwen Stefani teamed up with Akon?
Yeah.
Absolutely. The Bonus Hour. Thanks for listening to Z100. See you tomorrow.
Way, 'cause I've been acting